Tricia Pereira started ballet lessons even before some toddlers begin to walk steady, at the age of 2. Of her time as a tiny ballet dancer in Sri Lanka, Pereira remembers little, but what she recollects vividly is dancing at a recreational community center program soon after her family immigrated to Canada, and being scouted from there by a studio to dance competitively. "That really pushed me, and took me to the next level," said Pereira. "I danced competitively at the studio and at my school. That was at quite a young age. And then, I just never stopped." The Vancouver-based dancer has performed with the Vancouver Opera, worked with American celebrity choreographer Mandy Moore, the one who choreographed the 2016 musical La La Land, and starred in Netflix's musical comedy drama series Julie and the Phantoms, none of which would have been possible if she hadn't put in those solid hours at her dance studio. Growing up in Ontario, for Pereira, her dance class was her second home. "Some really good friends of mine today are people who I danced with when I was 12, she said. Now, Pereira hopes her new dance studio, in Movement Dance Company, feels like a second home for kids in New Westminster. The making of a community space. The studio is located at what used to be the Dance Matrix. Pereira bought it from the previous owners in July 2022. She changed the flooring, lighting and paint, and rebranded the space as, In Movement Dance Co. The studio offers ballet, jazz, hip-hop, acro, tap, contemporary, lyrical, break dance and stage, which combines acting and dancing, for kids, and hip-hop, ballet, yoga, tap and salsa for adults. Among adults, hip-hop is the most popular dance. Among kids, it's acro and jazz, she said. Often, kids also ask her to teach them a viral TikTok dance, or the sequences from the video game Fortnite. Pereira indulges with no hesitation. For Pereira, the studio is more than just a classroom for dance. It's an inclusive community space. "I'm planning on doing studio movie nights for kids, which will allow for date nights for their parents. I'll take the kids, and the parents can have a night off. But creating that movie night on a Friday or Saturday night also solidifies that community base, right?" Pereira added, the kids, can get popcorn, pizza and chips. "And we'll just kind of spend an evening together as a whole unit." The studio will also host sleepover nights, Pereira added. As a child, she remembers looking forward to the annual sleepover at her dance studio. "It was just so much fun. Everything that I do at the studio, I keep community, friendship and second family in mind. I am always thinking, what else can I do to make them, the students, feel like they belong somewhere? That's really important, just kind of feeling like a team, feeling like they know where they're supposed to be." Opening a dance studio has been Pereira's dream ever since she was 12. After she graduated from York University in Toronto with a BFA, Bachelor of Fine Arts, Honors in Dance, she went straight into the industry, dancing professionally for 12 years, after which she taught dance full-time in London. She got the opportunity to judge events such as the Toronto International Youth Dance Festival, and became a resident dancer for the Darlings Cabaret, still as her newest venture as the dance studio in New West, with which she hopes to balance her dancing and performing career. "Challenges in the dance industry. Getting here wasn't an easy ride though. I've had many students, the ones who are graduating, pick my brain asking, what should I do next? I always say, dance, has to be their passion, because it's not a regular job where you go to school, then get a job, get promoted and just continue on climbing the ladder. Dance is more like, the game, snakes and ladders. You go up the ladder, and something happens, and then you're way farther below than you started. Dancing as a career is especially a battle, because it's not necessarily about your skill, or your experience, but, as Pereira said, sadly, it's a lot to do with what you look like. She added that the chance of a dancer getting selected to a project depends on what the choreographer, producer or director of the show, film is looking for, appearance-wise. It's a very, very competitive field, especially for females, because it's a female-dominating industry. You're competing with every other female, every other body type, and every other hair color, every other eye color and every other height. Pereira added matter-of-factly, if you don't love it with your entire being, then it becomes really difficult and you start questioning, why am I doing this? Has Pereira ever questioned her career choice? You know what, I actually haven't, she said. I have had a lot of downfalls but I have never doubted what I've wanted to do. Whether there is a show or not, Pereira dances every day. Sometimes out in the nature with headphones on, sometimes at home to a slow song with all lights off. I dance like no one's watching, literally. The studio is located at 802 Agnes Street. It is open from 3 to 8 p.m. on weekdays, and 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. Visit In Movement Dance Company website for more details.